All Eyes on Egypt presents the Holy Tablet, backed by popular demand. Written and transcribed by Dr. Malachi Zadok Yoel, the receiver. This is the scripture that is divinely inspired that will bring about a long overdue change. Like the phoenix bird rising up out of its ashes. Up, you mighty people, come forth like Lazarus from the tomb. This tablet is food to feed the hunger and to nourish the soul, to give it strength. Rise up, stand up, be counted amongst the people of this world. Be the first to get your copy of the Holy Tablets while supplies last. At All Eyes on Egypt, Monticello, Georgia, 706-468-2319.
Who's bad? thousand years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Fiesta forever. Come on and sing it. $2 means a snack for me, but it means a big deal to you. Be strong, serve God only. Know that if you do, beautiful heaven awaits. That's the poem I wrote for the first time. I saw a man with no clothes, no money, no place, just a waste. That's his name. No one ever knew his name, cause he's a no one. Never thought twice about spending on an old bum until I had a chance to really get to know one. Now that I know him, to give him money isn't charity. He gives me some knowledge, I buy him some shoes. And it thanks black spend all that money on big colleges. Still, most of y'all come out confused. Go ahead, Mr. Winston. Go ahead, Mr. Wynn. Mr. Wendell has freedom, a free that you and I think is dumb. Free to be without the worries of a quick to this society, for Mr. Wendell's a bum. His only worries are sickness and an occasional harassment by the police in their chase. Uncivilized, we call him, but I just saw him eat off the food we waste. Civilization, are we really civilized? Yes or no? Who are we to judge? When thousands of innocent men could be brutally enslaved or killed over a racist grudge. Mr. Wendell has tried to warn us about our ways, but we don't hear him talk. Is it his fault when we've gone too far? And we got too far, because of whom we walk. Mr. Wendell, a man, a human in flesh, but not by law. I beat you dignity to stand with pride. Realize that all in all, you stand tall.
Cause I Somebody was offended. Don't girls be crazy. Diamonds, nothing you want was ever common. Let's see.
All Eyes on Egypt presents The Holy Tablet, backed by popular demand. Written and transcribed by Dr. Malachi Zodok Yokel, the receiver. This is the scripture that is divinely inspired that will bring about a long overdue change. Like the phoenix bird rising up out of its ashes. Up, you mighty people, come forth like Lazarus from the tomb. This tablet is food to feed the hunger and to nourish the soul, to give it strength. Rise up, stand up, be counted amongst the people of this world. Be the first to get your copy of the Holy Tablets while supplies last. At All Eyes on Egypt, Monticello, Georgia, 706-468-2319.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the L's Holy Tablet Show. It is Saturday night, God dog it. What's good? Welcome, everybody, to the L's Holy Tablet Show. We do it like this every Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio. Please believe it. Special shout-out to everybody that's in attendance today, man. I'm Mitzi, the writer, Charm 42, DeBrock, Honey Love. What's good with you, baby? Yeah, my girl D, yeah. That's good with you, Drea. How you doing today, baby? One time for Farasha 70, all the guests tuning in. Ja-L, Bay, Mr. Somebody, Nanya, Solar Flare is Nanya. Please believe it. Special shout-out to my girl Nefertiti, Surviving the Game, Part 1 and 2 of Surviving the Game, Last Shadow, man. If you missed it, you're a jackass. Go to blogtalkradio.com/WGAG-radio. Find that Nefertiti Part 1 and Part 2, Esoteric versus Exoteric. It is off the chain. Special shout-out to everybody that was in attendance on Part 2 show, because I think on my side of the town, it was like 4 a.m. when we were done with Part 2 of Nefertiti Surviving the Game. I'm so fucking shocked at now. Mel did that shit with the baby, honey, and the other two babies. One time for all my niggas that's in the after party, it's good to see you. Cooley G is in the building. Also, G Still Learning. What's good with you, baby? One time for my nigga, Mr. Somebody, once again, 9 to the night, power 9, my man Jay Illa, my fairy godmother, Get Real, Miss Seeker, everybody's in the building, everybody's on the call line, what an honor and a pleasure. We about to get this thing started, man, the L's Holy Tablet Show. If you don't have a copy of the L's Holy Tablet, you're a jackass. You need to call All Eyes on Egypt at 706-468-2319 and order your copy of the L's Holy Tablet. Get it today. All right, let me bring in my nigga, if he don't get no bigger. Come on in, 720. Anthony, can I get a mic check?
Hey, what's up? What's up, y'all?
Hey, how baby. Doing? How you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. I called in the show. I love that music. That music was like some
Oh, you like that mix? That mix is by my man, Classic D, man. That's my nigga.
That took me back. Yeah.
Yeah, baby, yeah. I'll take care of you on that, boo, if you want it. You feel what I'm saying? I'll take care of you. It's about an hour and some change long, though. We ain't did, but damn, it almost was over. Shit, I just realized we just coming in. Damn, near 10 o'clock. What time is it over there in Denver?
It is, we're 2 hours behind you, so.
Oh, shit, it's early for you. I'm glad you're spending your Saturday night with us. Let me bring in Nefertiti Surviving the Game. Come on in, Neff.
Hey, Don, mic check. What's good?
Hey, Neff, how you doing today?
I'm doing my best. I'm doing good.
Okay. You sound good. How's the children?
They good. The ones up front doing that thing, and little Adonai is right here next to me. He's good,
is he,
too.
Is he up? He looking at you?
Yeah, he's up. He's up looking at me.
Standing
well, not looking at me,
shit.
But he's looking around. He's looking around.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder how long it takes for them to actually, I can't remember how long it takes for them to actually see you. Because I know all they see is like light, you know. Right. They can see your light. They see your light first.
Absolutely. Because a lot
that's
of times it looks like he's looking through you sometimes.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah, they see your auras and shit. You probably got like, you know, not you, but you know how the sun is with all them colors around it. That's what it be looking at.
Right.
You see
right,
the inside color, like if your solar plex is green and purple
right,
or blue, and then it's yellow over you and shit. That shit is incredible, man.
Right.
The babies got them eyes.
They do. They get all big. They get all big, and they start to smiling.
Smiling.
So they
yeah,
see it. They see it. They see
yeah
it.
That's some powerful shit. Let's bring in 614-301. Can we get a mic check?
Ooh, I was just listening, Queen.
Were you? Okay, you didn't mean to push one.
No, I did not.
It was good to hear your voice. I hope you enjoy the show tonight.
Okay.
Okay, I'll put you back on mute, okay?
Yes, peace.
All right, peace. All right, y'all ready to get to it? And now everybody in the
Let's do this. I'm looking forward to this one. This one was good.
Yeah, we had to rewind it back because last week, you know, I was at, last Saturday, of course, I was at my mom and dad's house. And, Lord have mercy, very uncomfortable. But this chapter, we're going to take it slow. We're going to have to do this shit like, like we do just about everything else.
That's right.
Put it under the microscope. Explain it. Just, you know, confused about it. Let's get to it. This is good shit. I saw the walls all week.
Absolutely. I was just gigging off of the galactic origin of disease and shit like that just from last week. I was like, damn, that's
that whole
going in.
Was packed with some shit, ain't it?
Yes.
Interesting thing about I gotta share this real quick with y'all. Remember that day I said told Dot my back was hurt?
Yes.
I said that yesterday, last night on your show. But anyway, he starts to tell me, because I told him my rib, right? Let me bring in Newbie real quick. Give me a mic check, Newbie.
Hotep, hotep.
Hey, baby,
how
what's good
doing
with
you,
Newbie? Rahul back.
Rahul back.
He laughed. He thought that was a compliment.
You thought that was cute.
He thought that was cute. He thought that was real cute. Hey,
Newbie.
Steph, how's it going? How's our deny doing?
Good. He's good.
We good. Adonai is good. Both Adonai's. Actually,
that's right.
The other one is bad as hell. I don't know what I'm going to do about this nigga.
He going through some things.
Oh,
I made that nigga walk home this morning.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
I sure goddamn did.
Well.
Yeah. Said nigga gonna inconvenience me. I said you'll never get in my car again.
That's right. Mm. Shit.
I made that nigga walk home. It was raining. It was cold as fuck this morning.
He gonna learn something today.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So make a long story short, Doc tells me that he had a patient comes into the emergency room, a black woman, young and like in her 30s, probably just about 30, but she was over 300 some pounds. And she's been in the emergency room, like, every fucking month and shit. And they ain't find nothing wrong with her. But she's still complaining of the same thing. She just kept saying, you know, the left side of her body or her ribs or something feel hurt, feel broke or whatever. Her husband is in the room, too, with her. Well, make a long story short, none of the emergency room doctors prior to her seeing Doc were able to find anything wrong. So they did an MRI, they did a scan on the doc, did and all of that. The doctors prior to that and still didn't see shit, did an x-ray, still didn't see shit. Well, at the end of the day, Doc found that the bitch had a broken rib. And the rib has been broke for like some time now, like months, but mind you, she like 300 some fucking pounds. And, Doc asked her about her doctor. Did he talk to her about, you know, her weight condition? Did he set her up on any type of, you know what I'm saying, diet or whatever like that? And she just started crying, right? And Doc said that she was like, you know, it's not like I just sit around all day and just eat. It's not like I just do that all day. You know, I don't do that and shit. He was like, well, I understand, da-da-da-da-da. But I don't think you understand that, honey, your spine is breaking because of your weight.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Her spine can't take it.
Can't support
it.
He said
her spine has turned into like an 80-year-old spine because of her weight. Now, here's why I'm telling y'all this. Because once we get into the Deros again, remember we dealt with people that's over 300 and something pounds, if I'm not mistaken, that it says that, you know, that's a trait of Deros. But Doc said she doesn't have a Deros trait because her frame, her bones are small. He said normally Deros traits people that are 300 pounds or more, they are Daryls because of how their spine and bone structures can support all that fucking fat, all that weight.
Right.
But hers can't, so hers is, so her spine is deteriorating because of her fucking weight.
Mm.
It cannot take that much. So,
wow.
New rule or a new situation or new, you know, occurrence have popped up just as for me, because everybody that is over 350 pounds is not a Daryl's, actually.
Okay.
It's that their body, you know, you got to look at their bone structure, and he saw that her bone structure was not of a Daryl's. She has no business being 300 and something pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Her body can't support it. Her bone, he said that her spine is turning, is doing something like old people's spine does.
It would probably like be compressing, you know?
Yeah.
When you think?
I forgot the word he used, but we'll say compressing for now.
Okay.
So would a Daryl be like, I don't know if you remember a long time ago when Jerry Springer used to have, go see those big people that were stuck in their house.
Mm-hmm.
And like one of them died or something, and they had to bury him in like in a,
yeah, I remember that.
Can, okay, so whatever, something like that. That's how big this dude is. So would those people be considered Daryl?
Well, I wouldn't know. If, I mean, well, yeah, hell yeah. We're going to say yes for the sake of this discussion. But in regards to a lot of black, let's say a lot of black people, because she was Nubian. But a lot of
right.
black people have no business with all that weight on them if they're not, if they don't have a genetic trait of Daryl's-ism or abandoned Daryl's. Yeah. Okay, I'm the only one laugh, sorry. But at the end of the day, yeah, she ain't supposed to be that damn big. That's the point. Her body, her bones does not support that. So he was basically explaining to me that she is not a Daryl's. She should not, you know, that's what, you know. So, you know, that kind of helps for anybody that's over 300 pounds and shit like that, that don't know if they're Daryl's or not, that'll be fucking with us listening to the El's Holy Tablet show. But you might want to get your x-rays, your spine check, have somebody who's smart enough to actually look at your spine or your bone structure, because if not, your body will deteriorate, because that's not a genetic trait for you to carry all that weight.
Right.
So your bones are going to break. So her bones were breaking.
Knees.
That's some deep shit.
All that. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. And that spine ain't no joke. You need your fucking spine, yo. That shit
that's
crazy.
Right.
Yeah. Once your spine goes, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need that spine. Her shit done went goddamn. She said that she have a spine of an 80-year-old person.
Mm.
And she's 30.
Now, what was I just reading from what it was talking about? Oh, I was just reading something. Come on, short-term memory. Oh, it was just talking about. Oh, I remember that. Oh, never mind. It was talking about trauma and how it makes your chromosomes and everything age, and you have the chromosome and, you know, of an elderly person. So that's all related. Trauma is not just, you know, it's all type of trauma. So
well,
that,
I can tell. I ain't want to tell Doc because, you know, I was trying to get my little thing on. You feel me?
Right.
But I want to tell her that she had some type of trauma that forced
right.
that weight on her.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That got her like that. Because she was like, it ain't like. He said she just started crying, saying it ain't like. I just sit at the house and eat all day.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she is some chump. Something happened in her life. But as far as the rib broke and nobody was able to see her rib was broke the whole time she was going in and out of the emergency room, that shit started to heal, though. But it was still hurting her. But she did take a fall.
Okay.
She did fall prior to coming to see him, like, months ago. She did take a fall. So.
Wow. That's how she
yeah.
got the broken ribs and didn't even know,
yeah, that's
right?
How her, yeah, and they couldn't see it. I don't know why. I said he couldn't understand why. What do you call that shit, newbie, the radiologist? And that's what you call, nobody could see that shit.
Yeah,
so
radiologist.
He had to make
the
bitch look at it again.
Yeah,
yeah,
they use the x-rays.
Yeah. The radiologists, and they was all misreading their shit for the past several months. They could have been prevented, had little ribs and shit. But anyway, all right. Y'all ready to get into it, Tablet 4? Chapter 16, The Underworld, Carnegie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Third edition of the L's Holy Tablet, 1525 is the page number. What's good with your Vortex Surfer? All right, let's get into it, man. Tablet 4, the inhabitants of the underworld, El Kalum, Lo. When the place that you are living on, called Earth, was young, it was visited by a race of beings who came from another solar system. These beings are referred to as the Elder Gods, who with their advances in science and knowledge of DNA and RNA manipulation, the original clone after Adam were able to live for hundreds of years. Okay, wait. See, I didn't catch that shit the first time last week. The original cloned after Adam were able to live for hundreds of years. They discovered the secret of living death. Wait, they discovered the secret of living death and how death is an illness in humans that can be cured if not prolonged at their weakest point to not less than 120 years. These elder beings were the Shahuch, or the Riskians, from a planet called Risk in the 19th galaxy of Ilyun. I am one such being sent to you. We Riskians, before settling here, lived in Arcturus Pleiades, Clarion, in the Orion star constellation. We constructed bases for laboratories on Mars and the Moon for the cloning and breeding of Adama, Earthlings. We left some of our hybrids who made their residence within Shambhala. They were called Danakios. Many stayed. Other branched off into tribes and moved nearer surface and set up their caverns. And even others went surface and mixed with surface beings and became the Dangalawa and the Danakil. Early humans that existed on Earth that time were considered them as gods. When the Riskians came here, some went beneath the Earth and built a large computer, a mechanical device called Mech, M-E-C-H, from where they get the word Macintosh. The original name was Al-Hisabat. The Disagreeable also built a large computer and called it simply Ha, H-A, H-A-L, their Earth name, I-B-M. With these machines, they could scan the surface, pick up some scenes from all over the televised them. They could project both thought and three-dimensional images, hologramic pictures, and star maps. Kill and destroy at will by simply flicking switches. Alter the weather. Create rain, hail, snow, and earthquakes. Create tidal waves, volcanoes, hurricanes, and viruses. Extract thoughts from another person's mind or implant thought into it. They were able to stimulate any emotion and cure various diseases. They also had mech, which could be used to making clothes, food, and other articles. Over a period of time, the inner sun started throwing off radioactive particles, which polluted the air breathed into the lungs and accumulated in food and water, causing a shortening of their lifespan by increasing the aging process and causing other effects. The elders, trying to escape, bored underground, hollowing out artificially or modifying already existing natural caverns with a device similar to a laser beam. They proceeded to build larger cities with tunnels connecting them 4 to 20 miles beneath the surface. Many relocated to other planets, while yet some stayed here in their newly carved out caverns and took some of their Hasaba computers. The same applied for the malevolent beings, who when relocated became known as the Hulub, or Flugaroids, with their massive machines called Mech, also called HAL, H-A-L. One group of agreeable elders wanted to make these devices available to surface dwellers. However, the other group of disagreeable didn't agree, because the surface dwellers were unskilled and were not able to use them correctly. While the agreeable elder said simply, Let's teach them. Send people whom they call scientists. Telepathically implant information, and they will get the credit of invention. But this higher knowledge will prevent them from destroying planet in which we also dwell. There was an argument between the two groups, and it was decided, locked away in a cavern in the earth, locked away in a cavern in the earth so that surface dwellers couldn't get them. Because of the population problem, their elder race was not able to take all of their own race. The ones who were left behind began to disintegrate due to the radioactivity of the sun. After centuries had passed, because of the radioactivity and the unskilled use of the massive computers, a large amount of the brains of the other beings that were in the inner world produce a form of hereditary insanity. This group of insane cave dwellers were called Sumuin or Samuin, Abandoneros, or as you know them, Deros or Deros. They are a combination of the words detrimental robots. The Sumunin really exist. They are born by hatching from eggs that are 4 to 6 feet in diameter. They grow to 7 feet and are extremely obese. The Sumunin Deros who lived in the caves are degenerated so much intelligence. They have two stomachs, and their digestive system is the same as that of a cow. Deros and cows both chew their cud, meaning when cows eat, they chew their own food, and it goes through the initial stages of digestion where it reaches a large sac that is before the true stomach. The food is then regurgitated to the mouth for further chewing. This is called chewing the cud. Many people today who are obese are descendants of these Deros. I'm talking about those people who have serious weight problems, weighing over 300 pounds and more, which is not a trait of the elders, the Riskians. The Deros have no fingernails, toenails, nipples, navel, or rectum. Their eyes are silver gray and glows in the dark. They have blonde eyebrows. Other than that, there's no hair on the body. In a disease called, what's the name of the disease, newbie?
Trichotillomania.
Okay, trichotillomania.
I'm sorry.
Thank
Trichotillomania.
Trichotillomania. Okay, mm-hmm. So other than that, there is no hair on the body in a disease called what? Trichotillomania.
Correct.
And they are responsible for the trichinosis and trichiasis?
Trichiasis, yes.
Yeah. Okay, they are responsible for the trichinosis and trichiasis disease. They have a pinkish gray color skin, much like a pig or a souse or souse.
Souse.
Thank you, baby. Having not been exposed to the inner or outer sun, they have no teeth. Their mouth appears to be full of a gummy, slimy substance. They are nocturnal and hear extremely well. They're not very peaceful and have a strong dislike for your race of human beings. They are very human in appearance, yet far from it. Is it me? But I think that all obese people are just not peaceful. I just want to tell you that.
That's because they're always hungry, Don.
Man, them motherfuckers mean as fuck, yo.
Agreed.
Motherfuckers hate your ass. Go look at them at a goddamn Golden Corral or somewhere. Watch them. They hate you. You in their way. If your ass getting your food and they next to you, they really want to beat your ass. You in their fucking way. Their noses are long, trunk-like, which is very similar to that of an elephant. They contend that the planet Earth will be theirs again one day. They contend that the planet Earth will be theirs again one day. They contend that the planet Earth will be theirs again one day. There's another group called Sunanans or Sinning, or, as you know, Tiros or Taros. The Sumunin Diros were for disagreeable people, and the Sunanans Taros were for agreeable people. This shit is so fucking interesting. This agreeable and disagreeable type fucking races and shit. Ain't this some interesting shit?
Absolutely. It runs in all races.
This shit still is, it just keeps proving my fucking point, yo.
Absolutely, John.
It just keeps proving that shit. That's some interesting shit, yo. This is the nature of a thing. Do we say thing? This is nature. The Tiros, which is short from integrative or constructive, are a surface. Nope. Let's do it again. The Taros or the Tiros, the coneheads, which is short, which is short from integrative or constructive, are a subsurface or constructive, are a subsurface race that usually keep the Diros in check. Now, that's interesting. Agreeable race usually keeps the disagreeable race in check. Ain't that some shit?
Right. Correct.
How the fuck that works? The Taros that have an abundance of pigmentation in their skin are descendants of their elder gods from the planet Jalman, in the star Arcturus in the Bootes constellation. Also called plowmen, herdsmen, Bootes is shaped like a kite, and the Arcturus is the Bootes constellation. The red giant, fourth brightest star in the heaven, where much mixing did take place. They have 48 chromosomes. Let me go back. The red giant, fourth brightest star in the heaven, where much mixing did take place. They have 48 chromosomes, and when bred with certain humans, caused a defect of 47 chromosomes, producing what is commonly called Down's syndrome. That's interesting. They call it, I just noticed that, Down's syndrome. Because in other words, they should have had 48, huh?
8, correct.
And so their chromosome went down to 47. This is some interesting shit because they don't tell us this shit. You know that, right?
Absolutely.
They don't
actually,
really tell
stop
us where the fuck it comes from. We have to find this shit out from Aniga. Hey, too. Aniga from Risk had to tell us this shit. That rhymes. Let me write that down. Aniga from Risk had to tell us this shit. Ah! This is some deep-ass shit. Anyway, okay. Have some decorum. They have 48 chromosomes, 73, and when bred with certain humans, caused a defect of 47 chromosomes, producing what is commonly called Down syndrome. As found in all races of surface people, for the Taros are a mixed race. Down syndrome is a disorder caused by chromosomal
abnormalities.
Okay, Negro, you didn't even give me a chance to correct my fucking self yet. You fucking knew I was going to fuck that word up. Abnormality. Did you fucking know I was going to fuck that word up? You didn't give me a chance to correct that shit. Shut up. I must have fucked it up last
week. Coming.
I fucked up last week, didn't I? I fucked that shit up last week. You couldn't wait for this week. Okay, Down syndrome is a disorder caused by chromosomal abnormalities that develop during germ cell formation. The Taros chromosome structure is so much different than that of Earthlings that the mixture cause the disorder. Depending on the gene involved, the child may exhibit the full syndrome or show few or no effects. Chromosome 21 is a small human chromosome with no more than 1,500 genes. But the genes are of great interest for being involved in conditions ranging from cancer to Alzheimer's disease to vision problems. Okay, wait. Are they saying that Taros is responsible for Alzheimer's and cancer and vision problems?
They're saying from the mixing, yes.
From the mixing?
On the chromosome 21.
Chromosome 21. 80. One out of every 800 children born on Earth have this trait. Because of the Taros own planet's atmosphere, their children are usually born breathing defects as well as congenital heart disease. Being that the food of the Taros is different than the Earthlings, these children have poor digestive systems, and their immune system is unable to function properly, and they lean towards leukemia. Damn.
I wonder what they ate.
Huh?
I said, I wonder what they ate.
You're going to have to go down in the cavern and see what the fuck they're eating. Because if this is the reason why these children, you know, that are, you know, have that hereditary trait of the Taros have leukemia and all types of shit, yo, it's because of their diet.
It always goes back
to
diet.
They are not supposed to be eating fruity pebbles with us.
Nope.
No, they ain't supposed to be eating goddamn nine laters and shit either.
None of that good stuff.
Nah, they can't eat what the fuck we eat. They ain't supposed to be eating french fries at McDonald's either. So, yeah. That's some fucked up shit. All right. 84. No, where we at? Okay, let's go back.
84.
I don't want to go to 84. Let's go back. Let's go back to 80. One out of every 800 children born on Earth have this trait. Because of the Taros' own planet's atmosphere, their children are usually born breathing defects as well as congenital heart disease. Being that the food of the Taros is different than the Earthlings, these children have poor digestive systems, and their immune system is unable to function properly, and they lean towards leukemia. Because they bored further into the earth, they were able to keep their sanity because of crossbreeding. The Taros took on different forms, and others look so human they can come to the surface and not be noticed. Now, that's some deep shit. So the ones that look so human are probably the ones that steal fucking white women and Chinese bitches and nigger bitches. If they look so human. Yeah, because mind you, Taros is a race of pig. They have strong pigmentation. They have pigmentation. So, you know what I'm saying? So if they some of them look so human, they can still, they be probably goddamn H.R. Jar right now. Some black bitch is, well, she happily married, and her kids all fucked up. Because I always wonder how the fuck nigga kids get leukemia. That always baffled me. How the fuck nigga kids get leukemia? That's a...
crossbreeding.
Nigga kids ain't supposed to get no goddamn leukemia.
Crossbreeding.
Fucking with them terrible fine-ass humans.
Yep.
Say they look so human that they can come to the surface and not be noticed. 86, the Taros that are lacking in pigmentation are descendants from mixing with the Pflugeroids. So there are some that lack in pigmentation.
Absolutely.
Oh, shit. That would explain St. Jude's Hospital with all them fucking real pale-ass leukemia white babies. Told you, man, you can do anything to a fucking woman, man. Just shit is fucking crazy. Okay, the Taros that are lacking in pigmentation are descendants from mixing with the Pflugeroids. There's also living beneath the surface of the planet Earth another group called the Dwanis, from which leprechauns, known also as gnomes or dwarfs, and the legends of them has come. Did it say that? Did it say has come? Their mixture with surface people produced dwarfism. How can you let a goddamn Ewok fuck a earthling? Because they look like Ewoks, but I would fuck a Dwani. Like, I don't give a fuck. I like midgets. They are so fucking cute. I'm fascinated over them. That means my child will never get taller than me. I can always beat his ass. I wish Adonia was a midget. I will beat that. I will stomp that little nigga today. Like, this is some bullshit.
Oh,
they strong,
man.
Though. Them niggas got muscles. They look just like the Dwanis, though. But it's so... okay, but how can you let something like that fuck you?
Hey,
I can, but how could you?
Crazy.
I'm fascinated with the Dwanis and Ewoks and Gremlin, Gizmo, Mogwais, and... what the nigga name was, Alf. Oh, my God, I had an Alf dog. I loved Alf. I took him everywhere I went.
I love Alf.
Alf had a fan club, too. Did you know that? I was part of Alf fan club. I had the book bag and everything, the lunchbox.
I still watch it to this day.
I used to fuck Alf when I was little. I put him in my bed and played my boyfriend.
I had the dog, and I still watch it to this day. It comes on Hub. I record him every night.
You're
show.
Smart as hell, too.
That's my show.
That's some interesting shit.
Okay, look.
Yeah, I'm fascinated with them motherfuckers. Okay, so their mixture with surface people produced dwarfism, the Dwanis. A mixture with the Earthlings and the Dwani produced defective DNA. Thus, the endocrine system, the endocrine system, honey?
Yeah.
Does the endocrine system produce an excess amount of hypersecretion or an insufficient amount of hyposecretion of the hormones? When the endocrine gland becomes overstimulated by fluids from the pituitary gland, for the pituitary gland, or known also as the endocrine gland, or the
hypophysis.
Why it ain't hypophysis? Hypophysis. Oh, you're using pop because you're breaking it down like hypophysis.
Right, hypophysis.
Hypophysis. Thank you, newbie. Okay, so let me go back and let me try to explain this shit to myself. Okay. A mixture with the Earthlings, 89, a mixture with the Earthlings and the Dwani produced defective DNA. Thus, the endocrine system produced an excess amount of hypersecretion and or an insufficient amount of hyposecretion of the hormones.
Right.
When the endocrine gland becomes overstimulated by fluids from the pituitary gland, for the pituitary gland, or known as also as the endocrine gland, or the hypophysis, is situated at the base of the human brain. So this is going to be the dumbest question I'm going to ask, but I already got my answer. So all your hormones is in your brain.
All your hormones are in your endocrine gland, yes.
Yeah, in your brain, though. That's inside your brain, the endocrine gland.
Right, the pituitary gland basically stimulates your glands, all your other glands.
But then
you're
going to answer my question,
though.
All your hormones is in your fucking head. That's some deep-ass shit. It's in your fucking head. Your hormones. All the hormone glands, right? Everything from serotonin and all that shit.
Your hippocampus and all those, like you said, those glands in
so
the brain.
So is your estrogen and testosterone and all that shit in your head, too?
No, it isn't.
Where is that?
Not sure.
Testosterone is in your is in your
to your fucking
in your
head.
Reproductive glands. Reproductive.
No,
glands.
The fuck it ain't. It's in your head.
Yes, it is.
Prove it.
Because
it's in your fucking head, yo.
And then the woman is contained in the ovaries. That's why. That's how I can prove it.
That's bullshit. It's in your fucking head. Your hormones is in your fucking head.
Okay.
I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to prove it to you. I'm not going to do it right now, but I'm going to prove it to you, newbie. It's in your fucking head.
Go for it.
That's why when they did that scientific explanation of how Michelle is a fucking man, because they, you know, the measure the shoulders with the head and shit and all of that, that's the head, boo. That's straight testosterone in that motherfucker.
So why was she taking oral?
Huh?
Why was she taking oral hormones then? Why didn't they inject it into her brain?
You can take a pill, boo. If I take a Tylenol, want to get rid of my headache or any pill, because the Tylenol is not going to go to where the pain is. The Tylenol goes to where the brain is, where that gland that release pain reliever in your head. So it helps that gland. It's in your head. That shit ain't nowhere on. It's not. I just don't believe that testosterone and estrogen is somewhere on the body. It's got to be in your head. All your shit, your mainframe is in your head. I just don't believe it's down here, newbie. You got to show it to me. You got to really make me believe that all my estrogen is in my cootie-wooty, boo.
I think it's in the brain, and then it travels down the nervous
thank you.
The central nervous system,
I'll
shoots out.
To you. When you get a hysterectomy, and it's
okay,
a total hysterectomy, don't they put you on hormones?
When you get a hysterectomy.
You on hormones, nigga. I ain't got no hysterectomy.
I'm just saying, when anyone gets a total hysterectomy, meaning they remove your tubes, your ovaries,
mm-hmm.
then you become dependent on hormones. Is that not correct? If it was secreted by the brain,
yeah,
you
do. They put you on hormone therapy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're going to have to, because your brain already knows that you don't fucking have nothing down there. So now they trick the brain. Duh, they have to trick the fucking brain. Farasha and Two says, Don, you are fucking right, newbie.
Mm-hmm.
Take your ass out that hospital. Take your ass back to school.
Yeah, okay. All right, whatever.
Yeah, because they have to trick the brain. The brain knows when something is no longer there. Do you understand? Like your computer. If I unplug a program right now, my computer will tell me something is unplugged. The program has been unplugged. So it knows when something is taken out of you. Your brain knows that. So what they do is they trick the brain by giving these motherfuckers hormones. It's a trick.
We'll agree to disagree.
Nigga, we ain't finna agree to no goddamn disagree, boo. This, every time a nigga say that, remember, Don, I always say, every time a nigga say we agree to disagree, it's because they know you're right.
No.
They know you're right, and they don't have nothing to back up the rest of the shit they saying.
I said what I had to say.
Said what you had to say, but I'm adding to what you're saying. So because they take out whatever the wound or hysterectomy, and they trick the brain by giving it hormones. Because the brain won't secrete no more hormones if there's nothing to you. We going to push out hormones and there's nothing down there? You know, it'd be empty. The brain is fucking highly intelligent. And that's why scientists trick the brain. These scientists that create these drugs, they trick the brain. It's called brain control. Write that down in your book. Brain control. So they trick the brain. Hey, Sakim. Give me a kiss, you little pretty little nigga, you. Y'all ready?
Let's go. Keep it pushing.
Okay, wait a minute. What's the name? Farasha dropped the link. Let's check out the link. I don't know why she dropped this. I should have never clicked on it. Okay, Farasha. There it is right there. Farasha, is this showing about the about what he's disagreeing and agreeing to me about? Is this diagram shows that the hormones it comes from the brain? Yeah, it's all come from the brain, right, Farasha? Right? Is that what I'm looking at? It shows the brain, and then it shows the Wellman's fallopian tubes and all of that type of shit. Yeah.
It doesn't all, the brain signals it, but it doesn't all come from the brain. There are glands located all over your body. You got thyroid glands, you know?
Right, but how does, where does it secrete from, though? From the brain. It gotta come from some fucking where. It doesn't sustain itself.
The signal comes from the brain.
No, it's more than signals, honey. We're
okay,
talking
fine.
Even in the melanin. Remember that part where he explained melanin, you know, melanin and how it in that little yellow substance, it comes from the brain. All these, it's a yellow, everything is a substance. Now, you're talking about signals, that's different. But I'm talking about substance. And hormone, whatever comes from, whatever secretes from a hormone gland, there's some real fucking substance. And one of those, he described the color of it. It was yellowish, greenish type shit that comes from the fucking brain. Then one of those hormone glands.
You're agreeing with the chart. That's what you're saying?
Huh?
So you're agreeing with the chart?
Am I agreeing with the chart? First of all,
yeah.
Home slice. I dice onions like rice. Have you losing weight like Kelly Price? Undercover like Miami Vice, nigga.
Never get a street
fuck out of here.
To die, man. Never get a street in.
Nigga, I said it first. I didn't need a fucking diagram. I said that shit first. I didn't need a goddamn diagram. You niggas need a diagram. I said
I
that shit first.
I was saying perfect.
So how the fuck I'm agree with a diagram when I said it before I even saw a diagram? What the diagram did was confirm what I was saying.
Well, it actually isn't if you look at the anatomy of the endocrine
system.
No,
we're going to move on now. It's time
okay,
to continue
so.
On with the Else Holy Tablet
I
show.
So. I thought so.
Let me bring in Zena real quick. Come on in, Zena. Give me a mic check.
Hey, what's up, Don? How y'all doing?
Good. How about yourself today, Zena? How you doing?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, I was about to ask Newbie, don't you hate trying to, don't you hate having a conversation with stupid people, Newbie? Ignorant motherfuckers
sometimes.
Think they know everything. Don't that just get on your nerves? Because it gets on Doc's nerves. Like this. I swear I know every goddamn thing. Okay, sorry. I just had to ask the Newbie that shit. This woman here. Come on, Zena. What you got for
okay.
us?
I remember you mentioning that that stuff was called bile, right? And I thought about when my friend went into his coma last year in the hospital. They said he had a seizure that night or whatever. And he had went to a coma. We was in there. They had a container behind them that was sucking stuff out of his body, and it was that greenish-yellow stuff. That's how I knew what you were talking
wow.
about last time. Yeah, right. Soon as he went into that little seizure coma thing, and that was only up there for maybe a day or so. I don't know. It wasn't there.
They took
like,
that nigga, what's her name, out then?
That's what I was thinking when you said that. I was like, damn, that shit came from the brain. Because that it was only there like that first, well, at least that day I seen it. It wasn't there every day after that. They did it like that first day or two when he went into that coma. And
I think it's the, not the pineal gland. I think it's somewhere around there, but whatever it is, that's like your connection, and it secretes that yellowish, greenish shit.
Yeah.
We read it like some months ago in the Holy Tablets. I don't know if it was chapter 7, The Living Soul, or some. It was some chapter, though, and he broke that shit down, explained what secretes from either the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, or shit, whatever the fuck gives you your little psychic powers, I guess. I don't fucking know.
Wow.
But he said yellow green is shit.
So it was. It was a little container behind him, and it was full of this yellow greenish shit. You know, like fluid looking stuff. It was crazy.
Yeah, too said, damn, they was hacking him. They was jacking him. Oh, yeah, hijacking, yeah. They were hijacking his. They hijacked his ass for that greenish, yellowish fluid. Yeah. They probably was drinking that shit. They probably made a smoothie out of that nigga shit.
That's
because,
good.
You know, back in the days now, I don't mean back in the days like slavery, motherfuckers. I mean way back in the goddamn days, probably slavery too. But they would eat the brains of smart fucking black people. Yeah, they would eat the brains of the most intelligent Nubians on the planet. They would eat their brains. You got a book on it too, yeah. That's where all the good shit at, is in the fucking brains. Oh, no. Zena, I'm sorry to hear that about your friend. So whatever happened to him?
He passed away. That's right, you know, when
yeah, draining that goddamn yellowish shit. You might as well die. They killed him.
Yeah. When you said it tonight, I was like, damn, I seen that shit. You know? Right when he had that coma, I seen that shit behind him. We was like, what is that? Yeah. Yeah, they drained that piece of shit. Yep, never came back from it either.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear about that. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's cool. Thank you, old girl.
Yeah, that's terrible, though, man. That's fucked up. All right, so what verse are we at with this pituitary gland and stuff? Where are we? Danuba, did you want to make your point, though, about the diagram?
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm
you
okay.
You sure? I mean, it's good for the to put it on record that I'm wrong. So can you explain it? Tell me what you see.
No, I was just looking underneath the actual where it says anatomy of the endocrine system, and it tells you the specific hormones that are released.
Okay, but that's the endocrine system, right? But isn't there
right.
other type of systems that secrete hormones?
Absolutely. Absolutely, there are different types of nervous system, you know.
Right. And all that's in the head?
No, not everything's in the head.
Yes, it is.
The signal comes from the head, yes. All the signals come from the head.
Man, them fucking hormones is in your fucking head, yo. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
Okay.
They're fucking lying, yo.
Okay, let me ask a question here real quick, okay. Right, men that want to change, you know, get a sex change. They give them hormone pills so they can develop estrogen inside their systems. So it's all in that way. They just so their body can go through the changes that go the changes like as far as growing breasts and all that. Isn't that true? So wouldn't that be a chemical then? It'll be a chemical in your system maybe.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, man, it's in the goddamn, you know what I'm saying, the gland, okay, you got the mammary gland, right, that's in your titties, some of you niggas got the same shit, y'all got mammary glands too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, so how do your titties get big? It's in the head, and it go down to the goddamn mammary gland, and make them titties big, yes or no, newbie?
There's different types. Now you're talking about something completely different, because just like how like men have titties, that's just from fat, as opposed to women, you know, that are lactating
not,
or.
Okay, but wouldn't that
so
be
in order
estrogen?
For a trans, you know, in order for somebody that's going through a sex change, they have to go through hormone therapy, and they stay on those for the rest of their life, because their body doesn't produce that hormone.
Naturally.
Right, because the brain know not to give it to them, so they trick the fucking brain. It goes back to what I'm saying. They have to trick the fucking brain. It's called brain fucking. Write that down.
You're killing me tonight. You're killing me.
I'm sorry.
That's all they're doing is tricking the fucking brain. The brain is fully equipped. It knows everything that it has to, you know what I'm saying, govern and help and all of that. So when the motherfucker wants a sex change and all that shit, the brain is like, what the fuck just happened? The brain know that, wait a minute, something is gone here. The brain is fucking smart. It's intellect. Come on. You got to give it credit, newbie. It's not the body. It's the head. The brain is the shit. Y'all motherfuckers overestimating the goddamn brain, especially
no,
you,
I mean,
mister. I know everything.
Our bodies produce certain chemicals. You know, our bodies produce certain chemicals, right? So that's,
yeah,
that's,
but it's not, the body ain't producing shit. It's the head that produces everything. The head telling everything what to do, boo. It's the head. It's the head. I don't understand what y'all don't get. It's the fucking head. It ain't going to produce shit unless the brain tell it to. It runs everything. And
yeah,
if something,
right.
and if something is taken out, then the head say ain't no need to let that shit work. The brain says, you know, we might as well, you can stop doing that, stop secreting that, stop letting that go, don't let no more of that go. And that's why, thus, modern medicine or doctors and surgeons trick the brain by making it think it's still there. So that way, hormone therapy. Yeah, it sends the fake signals and shit, man. This shit is trifling.
You know, I'm not denying that all at all because my cousin, okay, I'm going to give you an example. My cousin, younger cousin, was in a car accident when she was real young. You know, she's, and now she got brain damage. Now she's like a child, she'll be a child like her whole life because of that brain damage.
She ain't a child.
What was that?
She's not a child. That's a lie when they say they're going to be a child their whole life. They still not a child.
I mean, yeah, they'll be adults.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lie. That's a lie. They'd be lying to people about that. No. They make it seem like children are the most unintelligent species on the fucking planet. So when something happens to a young adult, it's like they regress back to a child, and that's not true.
Children are very intuitive.
Yeah, and they're intelligent, and a motherfucker child can do everything
absolutely
without you. So that
absolutely
person is not a child. That person is a vegetable.
Vegetable.
They don't want to say vegetable because it's kind of like a terrible word nowadays. But they are
yeah
fucking vegetable.
Yeah, that's pretty okay. That's
once the brain is
eat
dead, my nigga, you ain't no good.
No good. No
do you
good
understand?
At all.
That shit ain't no joke. That's the head. That's why they say if you take the head, we get the body will fall. They know about that shit. Take the head, the body will fall. So without the brain, can I still have a goddamn hormone secreting in my uterus, motherfucker? Without the brain, can I still have a baby, motherfucker? I ain't got no hormones. It dries up. It's gone. Cut my head off my shoulders.
Well, your whole body's dead. You don't have no brain. Your brain functions
yeah
everything in your body. But,
absolutely.
But we do
that's
have
why some of these motherfuckers we only concerned. You got some motherfuckers sick fucks. They ain't really that sick. They only concerned about the brain, keeping the brain alive. They don't give a fuck about the body. When you see that new RoboCop, they kept his brain alive. That was it. When you get ready to watch Transcendental, whatever that shit is that just came out with that nigga with all the moles on his face, and that other nigga who played in 21 Jump Street, Johnny Depp, I think that's his name, that
yeah
little motherfucker. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They kept the brain alive. That other movie called The Military, remember that nigga? He had to stop a bomb in the train. He had no head. I mean, he had no body. He had shit but a goddamn brain. His head was in a goddamn box. But whatever, you know that movie I'm talking about too, right? And they use him to try to stop a fucking bomb. Him, his head, his brain. He had no body, no heart, no fucking nothing, my nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything starts in the brain. Yeah, like even a movie, there was an old school movie called Flatliners, where they would actually make themselves die but it'll keep the brain alive, and then it'll revive the person back again. I don't know if you remember that movie. It was a long, long time ago, but it was called Flatliners.
Yeah, man, the brain is the fucking important. That's why that's what they attack you first. They go to your head first.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
When they only concerned about your organs, you know what I'm saying, then they'll shoot you in your fucking head.
These chemicals, though. See, that's what the chemicals do, though. That your chemicals signal your brain. These chemicals affect your brain. That's like when I first turned, 11, 12, between that age, I start having that feeling where of the opposite sex. So what is that about? When you start having
that feeling. That's in your head, boo.
Up until that certain age, when dudes start getting that little hair on the nuts. I'm just saying, they start getting hair on the little nuts. And all of a sudden, and the voice changes. The voice starting to change. And that's when you're like, oh, wow. Because your body's going through changes. Through your brain.
You're talking about puberty,
right?
Yeah, your brain know what time to make it go through changes. It's the growth of the brain. So your brain sends out everything in order for you to continue to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't have nuts or no hair on your chin or none of that shit if the brain didn't tell it to.
Right.
The brain is highly powerful. That's why they after it. That's why they want it.
Oh, yeah, that's why. Oh, yeah, the brain. I mean, even
it's the mainframe. It's the head nigga in charge. All right, can we get back to this damn Dewani shit, please?
Yeah. Let's do that.
What verse are we at?
Nobody
knows.
91,
let's get to it. Okay, let's try it again. Here we go. So I'm going to go back to 89 then. A mixture with the earthlings and the Dewani produced defective DNA. Thus, the endocrine system produced an excess amount of hypersecretion and or an insufficient amount of hyposecretion of the hormones. When the endocrine gland becomes overstimulated by fluids from the pituitary gland, for the pituitary gland, or known also as the endocrine gland, or the hypophysis, is situated at the base of the human brain. That's some interesting shit. I got another question. See, this is about to fuck you up, too, again, newbie. Watch this question come at you. Don't duck. All of the defects, like these genetic defects we're reading, starts in the fucking brain, in the goddamn brain. It's in the brain. We go back and read about the little Alzheimer's and all that other type of shit, or the Taros or the Darrow situation, it's in the fucking brain. When he said that the radioactivity, whatever happened and shit like that, the defects is all in the brain. Genetic defects comes from the brain. It starts in the brain. That's where all the defects is at, in the fucking brain.
Chromosomal abnormality.
And where your chromosomes are stored at?
From the parents and the grown.
I said where it's stored at. I ain't asked you where the fuck the chromosomes, where you get your chromosome from. Where do they store the chromosomes? In the brain.
In your body.
Scientists have all, wrong answer.
Oh, man, this is going to be a long one.
I can't do this shit. Okay, let's just continue. It's in the fucking brain, man, I'm telling you. It's in the brain, I'm telling you. All that shit. Scientists have already said that all your DNA, everything, like all your bloodline and all that shit is passed down, like you said, but it's stored in the fucking brain. So genetic defects or genetics itself is in the brain. That's what that's your goddamn that's your shit. That's your head. Like I said, those are your genetic defects. Cause listen, how can I be short if my brain is not making me taller? Exactly. My brain says, nigga, dwarfism, bitch. It was passed down. We got it. So they stunt the growth. The brain tells you when to grow. The brain stretches the limbs. It does all of that. It makes the heart
before
bigger.
Before your brain made you shorter, your genes came from where? Where did you get your chromosomes?
But it don't matter where the genes came from. It's matter where the fuck is at right now. It's in my fucking head. Just because my mom is short, do you think my body is going to be tall? No, the short gene of my mother is stored in my brain, so it already say how tall I'm going to be.
If you were
and my
meant
father.
To be, if you were meant
it's
to
in
be
the
tall,
brain. I'm,
and
man, what
something
the fuck
happened
you gonna get?
To your
all
parents,
that shit.
Like
where is it at?
Trauma.
It ain't in the feet, honey. It ain't in our feet.
It's
how
in
we
your
grow.
Chromosomes.
How we grow. Where's the chromosome stored at?
Genetics.
The brain.
Your genes. Your
where?
Genes.
Where? Where?
DNA.
Where?
DNA.
Where is the DNA?
In your body.
It's in your fucking brain.
It's in
the
everything.
The information of the DNA is in your brain.
It's a code. It's in everything.
It is in your brain. They don't go, because it's in the blood or in the hair follicles and all that other type of shit in the nails, they can get your DNA from there. But would you really let them take blood from your brain every time you go to a doctor? No. I wouldn't let them fucking put a needle into my fucking head. But that's where all is at, though. How are they getting it? How do your brain knows how tall you're going to fucking grow?
They can't
well,
take blood
fact,
from
fuck
your brain.
The brain because you don't believe that the brain is the mother frame. So let's just say, how do your body knows how tall you're going to grow?
It's in your genes, your DNA.
Yeah, we
it's
know it's in the genes, but how does it know that, though? How does
in
it
the code
know that?
In your DNA.
Where is the DNA?
It's pre-programmed in your DNA.
In the brain. It's everything is stored in the
DNA.
Fucking brain, what you don't get. So it knows how tall you're going to grow. It knows.
You can't get an apple from an orange tree. I mean, it's
nigga,
it's
where are we not? We're not talking about greener greens, nigga.
Oh, man.
The fuck you getting apples and oranges from, nigga? We talking about the brain. It's in the brain, I'm telling you. That's why all these defects, because the brain tells it what to do and what not to do. And it's based on the brain coming up with scientific DNA data. And it comes up with that data and says, oh, shit, this motherfucker fucked the goddamn DeWanny. This is the baby now. The brain is in the baby head and says, motherfucker, you're going to be short for the rest of your goddamn life. The brain is like a big fucking scientist. It really is a big-headed scientist. So it already cancels out formulas and variables and all that other type of shit, which is the reason why there are defects. Why didn't the brain go ahead and tell the motherfucking system of those generations that have taros in them, go ahead and let's learn how to make their digestive system work? No, the brain ain't finna do that shit. The brain deals off of what the fuck is given. It doesn't think outside of it. So if, in fact, there's a mixture of taros in a fucking human being, and taros, of course, what we just read, the problem with them fucking babies is because they can't digest the food that they're eating on the fucking surface, causing leukemia. Now, we're dealing with the immune system, right? The immune system breaks the fuck down. How do your immune system break down? The brain knows all this shit. The brain knows all of it. It knows everything. So the reason why people have issues or hereditary fucking genetic disorder, because it's stored in the goddamn brain. And the brain cancels out. The brain is that fucking wise. If your daddy is tall, let's say 6 feet, and your mama is goddamn 5'2", the brain will cancel out on how tall, it's going to add up or take away how tall you're going to grow. It does that shit. Brain is a motherfucker. The heart doesn't do it. The liver doesn't decide on it. The kidneys, your blood, your veins, none of that shit. All your main arteries, you niggas believe that they call main, doesn't have a say in how tall you're going to be. That shit is your brain. That's your goddamn brain.
And where does your brain come from?
Your brain comes from a single organism. Ooh, damn. In your face with a can of mace. You can't
where
touch me
from? What is
today.
This organism?
It comes from a single organism. Look at the
what
fucking,
organism?
Look at the shit. Look at how it grow. Look at how it
what
grow.
What organism does it come from?
Because it's intellect. The brain is already intellect. A damn sperm is intellect. That damn sperm,
so
that's
you're
amazing
that the
too.
DNA doesn't exist before the brain.
No, listen, everything has a brain. That's what you don't fucking get. Even an organism, a single-cell organism, has a brain. In order for it to multiply into multiple cells and all of that, it has to have a brain to tell it what to do. It starts with that intellect right there in the center, and it expands out. The same thing you was reading earlier yesterday about the circle and the dot or the radius and how it goes into the center when we're dealing with the esoteric and esoteric doctrine. That's where it's at. That's intellect. And it grows and it expands and it does what it do because it has intellect to do it. Even the sperm, the little tadpole, has a brain. So that brain starts to, it knows where to go. How does it know where to go? How come these motherfucking sperm knows where to go? Because it has a brain, has intellect. So it goes to the what? It goes to the what? Where does the sperm go?
I don't know. What does it go to?
Where does it go to? Where does sperm go to? And what does it do when it gets there? It knows what the fuck to do.
And what does it do with itself?
That's what the fuck it does.
It injects its DNA, right? It's chromosome, right?
It injects itself. That would be itself. That would be itself. It injects itself into the goddamn egg, boo. And then those two come together, just like a single-cell organism. A single-cell organism go into another single-cell organism and become one big-ass cell with other cells inside of it because it came together, okay? Then it starts to form what is considered a larger brain, and then it starts to grow. It knows what to do because now it's two brains that has become one. The egg also has a brain. How does this fucking fallopian tube know to drop a fucking egg? It's all in the mind, my dear. It's in the brain. It knows
okay.
This shit. Where the cycles right. come from? Why does a bitch bleed? Because the brain fucking does it. The brain knows what time to fucking send that shit all the way downstairs and make that bitch bleed. The brain does all that shit. How does the brain know when to make you fucking calm, nigga? Where do you feel it at? In your fucking head. It's a rush. It starts in your head first. It travels up and back down, motherfucker, because it got to get that spark. It goes up to talk to the brain. The brain say, fuck that bitch. Don't let a goddamn nothing drop from that hole. Dead cells. Dead sperm. Don't let it. Just get your nut and leave it alone. This bitch don't never get pregnant. Because the brain done told
man.
The fucking sperms that travel, that shit, that spark travels up
I'm
your spine to the back of your neck all the way up to your fucking head to say, what you want us to do? You say, go back down and do nothing. Just come out your dick. That's why you ain't getting your wife pregnant all the damn time, dumbass. Because your damn sperm, it gets the information from the brain. They say, what you want us to do? You want us to goddamn seed this bitch? The brain say, hell nah, because let me tell you what the brain is. The brain is connected, my nigga. It's connected to that radio station outside this motherfucking atmosphere. And when they want you to, when they want your sperm to motherfucking get that girl pregnant again, is when the brain says, I got the information. Yes, I need y'all to get get down there and make that bitch pregnant. Because the brain gets this information from outside. When we talk about the spark of life here now, nigga, this some other shit. The brain is a motherfucker. That bitch is the shit. You don't have babies because you want it. That's why the sperm travel. That's why that spark travels up your spine. Hear me? Get the information, and it knows what it's going to do after that. It's going to know whether or not it's going to attack that bitch, make that fucking fertilize that egg, and do all that shit. It's going to know it, or it ain't going to do it. If it ain't get the order to do it, it ain't going to do it. Y'all think y'all fucking and having babies, and you pop up pregnant. Oh, no. What you don't know is there's a hidden shit happening inside the goddamn man. And inside that motherfucking man, before he busts that nut, before he go blah, like that, blah, before it do that shit, it go up there to that goddamn brain. The brain gets its information from the elders, and the elders say, yes, let's seed it. Or it says, no, let's seed it. Man. How come your wife ain't pregnant every goddamn time? Because the brain tells the sperm it's time to seed, because it gets its... We're talking about birth now. We're talking about life. You're not responsible for life, and neither am I.
Oh, man. Thanks for the laugh, Dot.
We ain't responsible for life, Negro. Wake up. So that's why it travels up to your damn head, boo, to get the word on what it need to do. That's how you women get pregnant, because the order was given from on high, motherfuckers, not on low. The order was given on high that the sperm seed that motherfucker. Come on in, Reno, give me a mic check.
Hey, Don. Hey, guys.
Hey, Reno. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I didn't mean to hit one yet, so.
Oh, that's good. Well, it's great to hear your voice when we leave your mic open.
I'll leave the mic open. I'll go ahead and hit mute.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right, let's get back into it. Okay, newbie, I know you don't understand what I'm talking about, but, you know, maybe one day when you do your continual medical education, your CMEs, you'll be like, damn, Don, know the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, okay, Don, thank you.
Mm-mm. You're welcome, babe. I do my best. Hope it helps. Let's continue. Let's go back to these Dhwanis in the brain. For the pituitary gland, or known also as the endocrine gland or the hypophysis, is situated at the base of the human brain. And being the Dhwani brain is in the front of their brain, their head. Wait, and being that the Dhwani's brain is in the front of their head, this caused a problem. The pituitary is connected to the hypothalamus by a stalk. Let's stop right there. This is still, Tuna, you listening, baby, because Nubi on some bullshit. He on that Texas textbook knowledge. Listen, boo, he on that wrong knowledge. Do you understand? So listen, if the Dhwani's brain is in the front of their head, and a human brain is in the what? Is in the part that they're talking about is in the back. Then the baby now brain is going to be like, got to figure out where to put this motherfucker at, right? The baby brain, the little small cell organism that's the intellect, wants to do one and fuck one of them bitches or whatever, is going to have to decide what the fuck are we going to do now. So it counsels the fuck out. It's still the goddamn brain. He's showing us that all birth defects, everything about us is in the fucking head. He's showing us this shit. It's in the fucking brain first. Nigga. Motherfucker. I'm about to have church up in this bitch. Now, and being the Dhwani's brain is in the front of their head, this caused a problem. The pituitary is connected to the hypothalamus by a stalk and is comprised of anterior, intermediate, and posterior lobes. The anterior lobe secreted 6 protein hormones, growth hormones, which promotes body growth. Guys, did y'all hear that? Body growth? Did y'all hear that shit? Did y'all fucking hear the word body growth? Didn't I fucking say that shit in your fucking head, nigga? Didn't I say that shit is in your fucking brain? Didn't I? Y'all niggas don't want to say yes on the line. It's about 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 fucking mics open, and ain't nobody gonna say, yes, Don, you did
yes.
say that your brain,
yes,
motherfucker,
amen.
Did that shit. You see, now,
all right,
motherfucker, am I, do I, motherfucker, look, I may not know much about history. I may not know much about biology. God. Oh, my God. I'd be surprising myself. Goddamn, this is why you don't go to school. You feel me what I'm saying? You go to school, you're going to argue like a fool. Don't argue with a bitch that ain't been to school. You know I'm the most smartest one among you, nigga. There it is right now. Did y'all just hear that shit? Noobie, you sleep.
All right. You know what? I was actually thinking about when you were saying that, but I didn't want to because, okay, like for instance, our body produces a chemical. Our mind produces a chemical. Literally, we don't really need coffee in the morning like people. Most people think they do. You don't really need coffee because you naturally have this chemical that keeps you alert. So I'm just saying. You're right. The brain does produce the chemical, and it sends it out to your body.
And it does more than produce chemicals, though. Did you understand that this shit says right the fuck here about the listen? The pituitary gland is connected to a hypothalamus by a stalk. Okay, now boom, we passed that, and it's comprised of an anterior, intermediate, and posterior lobes. Okay, that's in the head, in your fucking brain. What happens after that, Dr. York? Please tell these motherfuckers what happens. What? Tell us more about the anterior lobe. Dr. York says the anterior lobe secreted 6 protein hormones, growth hormones, which promotes body growth. Didn't I say your motherfucking that brain be telling you how tall you gonna be, which promotes body growth? So now, in the case of the goddamn DeWannis fucking some surface walker-ass motherfucker, that brain, the child's brain, is going to have to decide on what the fuck it's going to do. As far as the producing the body growth, that's why he's bringing in the body growth right now to us. Why are there dwarfisms? This is why he's showing us where dwarfism comes from. It's from motherfuckers mixing with the goddamn DeWannis. Now, if I fuck a DeWannis today, and his little nut goes, go on to have a baby, and boom, that part in me right now, that little shit is going to start to become one, that one little organism, was multiple cells in a goddamn sperm. So multiple chromosomes in the sperm. So that DNA chromosome is going to mix with mine. But it's the brain, though. It's the brain telling it everything what to do because even chromosomes has intellect, dumbasses. It has a brain. So at the end of the day, now it grows and it has to figure out what the fuck it's going to do. Is this baby going to be a fucking dwarf? Is this baby going to be a fucking midget? Or is it going to be a fucking length of the height of his goddamn mama? This is what he's showing us right here. Not the fucking, yeah, exactly. Only the brain does mathematical equations. Thank you, too. It does this shit. So, and it says again, and I quote, and being that the DeWannis brain is in the front of their head, this causes a problem. The pituitary is connected to a hypothalamus by a stalk and is comprised of anterior, intermediate, and posterior lobes. The anterior lobe secreted 6 protein hormones, growth hormones, which promotes body growth in the fucking brain. Prolactin, which stimulates the production of milk. Hello? Stimulates production of milk? Now, where the milk come out of? Where the milk come from? Didn't I say that shit? So even when bitches get their fucking titties and get fucking milk, it's in the fucking brain.
It's in the brain. Yes.
God damn, how many times I gotta fucking say this shit?
The milk is not in the brain.
No,
the
it sends down a signal, newbie. What you talking about? It sends down a signal that triggers
it's
for the
goddamn brain.
You're saying
it's
exactly
all
what I said.
In the
I said
fucking
the
brain. Every
hormone that
is
stimulated,
tell it to.
Says the signal. I said that from jump. I said that about half an hour
ago. I ain't talking
about
no goddamn signals. Neff, you're going to make them out to be right. My job is to make them out to be wrong. Don't use the words that he used. You got to
use
another word.
Don't
use
the word signal. Okay, I've been gone. I didn't know he used the word signal.
Let's go back. The anterior lobe secreted 6 protein hormones. This is in the head, okay? Secreted, not send out signals. It secretes protein, 6. That's a juice. That's a liquid.
Yeah, secrete just mean come on down.
That's some water type shit. That's some fluid.
Secrete.
That's some liquid. So
just come
now
on down.
It's in your fucking head. Didn't I tell you all that shit come from your head? The liquids and shit.
Oh,
yeah. Goddamn. Okay, the anterior lobe secreted 6 protein hormones, growth hormones, which means what? That's some liquid shit, too. God damn it. Which promotes body growth. Prolactin, which stimulates the production of milk. Here, that's another shit in the head. And, okay, adrenocorticotropin hormone.
Adrenocorticotropin.
Say that shit again, newbie.
Adrenocorticotropin.
Which is another hormone in the fucking brain. It's secreting something. We already did 6 protein hormone. 1, growth hormone. Growth hormone.
I must have missed a lot.
Adrenocorticotropin hormone, which stimulates the adrenal cortex. Wait, which stimulates the adrenal cortex. Thyroid stimulating hormones. He's given us all the 6 hormones in the fucking head. You understand what I'm saying? In your fucking head. He's giving it to us right the fuck now. In your brain, yo. It's in the fucking head, man. Y'all better fucking...
Who's disagreeing with it? Who's disagreeing with that? I must have missed. Oh, never mind. Thanks, to.
Can you say that 98 again for me, newbie?
Which one? Oh, adrenocorticotropin.
Yeah, that hormone. Yeah. Okay, which stimulates the adrenal cortex, thyroid stimulating hormone. And 2 gonadotropic hormones, follicle stimulating hormone, and a luteinizing hormone. Those are all 6 protein hormones that the anterior lobe secretes that is comprised of intermediate and posterior lobes that is connected to the hypothalamus by a stalk that is connected to the pituitary gland. I rest my case, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's move on. 101. The defect in these genes was caused by a collapse of their son in Sirius and their release of a large amount of radiation, which damaged their glands called glandular
atrophy.
And a defect in the enzymes that involved the hormone synthesis, which resulted in, I'm sorry?
That's where the
Go
defect
ahead.
Happened, in the glands.
Absolutely. And a defect in the enzymes that involved the hormone synthesis, which resulted in lower iodine and resulted in insufficient thyroid hormone.
Mm-hmm.
The hypothalamus, that's in your head, and the pituitary, that's gland, are closely related. They modulate the activity of the anterior portion of the pituitary through release or release inhibitor hormones. See it? You heard it? Another one. Another hormone is in that bitch. Which travel through a portal venous system of the anterior pituitary. We're still in the brain. These neurohormones regulate the release of such hormones as growth hormones. And this GH deficiency, growth hormones deficiency, leads to growth retardation or dwarfism. Give me the name again, newbie.
Adrenocorticotropin.
Adrenocorticotropin, ACTH hormone. Follicle
now.
Stimulating hormone. FSH, follicle stimulating hormone. Prolactin, luteinizing hormone, LH. And thyroid stimulating hormone, TRH. All in the brain. These defects caused by a mixture of the alien blood with the human blood resulted in dwarfism as you know it today.
Yeah, I was going to say the big rage in athletics is human growth hormones, HGH. And so I was like, there must be alien growth hormones rolling out there around somewhere. Because why isn't this strictly growth hormones that they're taking? They're taking human growth hormones. See what I'm saying? HGH. So there must be all different types
of
growth hormones out there.
They're tricking the brain.
Mm-hmm. That they synthesizing and got out there.
Yeah, it's synthetic. Unless they're taking it from a human being, which I doubt.
All right, let's move on. 110. Now, we were still on the Duanis in the dwarfism situation. Originally, the Duanis came from Canis Major. They were the dwarfs of the star Sirius, as opposed to the giant Shaggies, their oppressors. I'm sorry, their opposers. They were the dwarfs of the star Sirius, as opposed to the giant Shaggies, their opposers. They share the same planet, but they were the agreeable beings who came to Earth many millions of years ago from the Sirius star constellation. The Deros, the fat motherfuckers, are constantly in conflict with the Duanis, who hold the same faith that they, too, would take over the planet one day. The Duanis look like porcupines, meaning their hair sticks straight up. This abnormality in the endocrine gland. Where's the endocrine gland? Okay, where is it at? All
in
together
the brain.
In the what? In the brain. Now watch this. This is all where defects or genetic traits come from. It's in the fucking brain. This abnormality in the endocrine gland resulted in their appearance, which is called hirsutism, the covering of the body with thick hair. See what hairy motherfuckers, see where you get all your hair from? Your fucking brain.
That's right.
It's from your goddamn brain. Shit. Thank you, Tube. Boy, come, let me sit on your lap, Tube. Can I gyrate on your lap, boo? They master surface information, the Duanis. They master surface information and study intensely, mastering all of the finer things that the Earth's surface provides. They aspire to be like the elite of the human race, yet have no interest in coexisting with human beings on the surface who they see as killers without a purpose. They are like references on Earth, meaning they know everything that is happening on the surface of the Earth. There are caverns in the inner world that are occupied by extraterrestrials. This does not include Agrata. In the 1970 AD, four of the caverns were occupied and two of them unoccupied. Today, there are over 20 caverns, some even occupied by surface people and hidden sacred societies, such as the Illuminati Society, who are in cahoots with disagreeable extraterrestrial and having meetings beneath the Antarctica, where various different species gather together to plot the overthrow and control of the surface. Did y'all hear that shit?
Damn.
Is that too heavy?
It's believable.
Let me read that shit again. I know some people still think we're still arguing over the brain and shit. They probably ain't came back yet. Let me do that shit real quick. All right, let's go back. Let's go back to Did you know that, though, that some are also, what do you say? Well, let's go back. The Duanis, of course, have no interest in coexisting with human beings on the surface, who they see as killers without a purpose. They are like references on Earth, meaning they know everything that is happening on the surface of the Earth. There are caverns in the inner world that are occupied by extraterrestrials. This does not include Agartha. In the 1970 AD, four of the caverns were occupied and two of them unoccupied. Today, there are over 20 caverns. Listen, some even occupied by surface people. I want to live in one of those caverns. And hidden sacred societies. So some surface people live in that bitch and some sacred societies are in that bitch, such as the Illuminati Society, who are in cahoots with disagreeable extraterrestrial and having meetings beneath the Antarctica, where various different species gather together to plot the overthrow and control of the surface. They want to come up. They want to come up. That's why every time I hear everybody talk about chemtrails, I think about them. Because, listen, in the caverns or in the inner city or the inner surface of the planet Earth, the atmosphere is totally different.
Right.
And when you think of chemtrails, we're talking about chemical trails for them to change the atmosphere because they want to come up. They want to come up to the surface. So I'm sorry to tell you, scary Negroes, because you know so much, it scares the shit out yourself and you scare others with your knowledge. But that's why they're making the environment conducive, and I've said this 100 times, for the beings that live underneath the surface of the Earth. That's why when they say poisoning the water, trust me, it tastes good to a lot of the extraterrestrial beings. Mm-hmm. Bad for you, good for them. The air that you're breathing, it may not be good for you, but it's good for them. The something else. Remember what your boy mentioned, the acid rain. Good
right.
for them, but bad for you.
Because they want to take over this thing. So, yeah.
That's why the Illuminati and the Weather Machine and all the rest of these type and the Heart Projects and all of that is to get rid of the surface people. Very important. So in the year 1995 A.D., there is an air flowing in and out of the Earth. What you people tend to forget is that the Earth is hollow and has a sun 600 miles in diameter. What you people tend to forget is that the Earth is hollow and has a sun 600 miles in diameter. Nothing is solid, not even the human body. Rocks, which appear solid, all have air pockets. Tell it, Dr. York, I fucking love you. The caverns were there naturally. Some of them have been hollowed out by beings. The caverns are very large. Believe it or not, there is a cavern connecting to Australia and through the Atlantic. That nigga said, believe it or not, who gives a fuck? That nigga
right.
even wrote in his book, believe it or not, motherfucker. There is a cavern connecting to Australia and through the Atlantic Ocean. That's why I love going to the Atlantic. I love her. This way, they don't have to come into contact with surface dwellers, which would be like you who live on the Earth. The humanoid-type extraterrestrials are making shuttles to transport themselves from one place to the next. The ones that are humans have to travel in your time and space. Listen, the humanoids, though. But the ones that are humans have to travel in your time and space. They have to do things according to how time on Earth is governed. They have created what is called a star gateway, where they can stop through and interdimensionally transport themselves. They are an advanced society by far and have surpassed people on the surface of the Earth in technology. They use power called blast electricity, whose source is from the compression of air and its connection with electricity. This ties in with the shifting of weight, which was the secret to the building of the pyramids. They also get their power from the energy grid that surrounds the planet Earth.
Yeah.
A grid is a network of uniformly spaced horizontal and perpendicular lines, specifically one used for locating points by means of a system of coordinates. This is one of the main reasons why extraterrestrials want your planet. Let's go back.
Wait, page is this on? I'm going to have to mark this real quick.
1534. Okay. Let's take it back. Let's take it back to the 133. Is that good enough?
Mm-hmm.
The humanoid-type extraterrestrial are making shuttles to transport themselves from one place to the next. The ones that are human have to travel in your time and space. They have to do things according to how time on Earth is governed. They have created what is called a star gateway, where they can stop through and interdimensionally transport themselves. Wow. They are an advanced society by far and have surpassed people on the surface of the Earth in technology. They use power called blast electricity, whose source is from the compression of air and its connection with electricity. This ties in with the shifting of weights, which was the secret to the building of the pyramids. They also get their power from the energy grid that surrounds the planet Earth. The grid is a network of uniformly spaced horizontal and perpendicular lines, specifically one used for locating points by means of a system of coordinates.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the main reasons why extraterrestrials want your planet. The magnetic field is one of the most valuable assets on your planet because it has an endless amount of free energy.
And that's why
the poles of the grid. Go ahead now.
Why these motherfuckers are showing up and so many sightings and all this phenomena going on, because the magnetic field of the Earth is currently changing right now. It's currently changing. We already heard about the sun, but it's like it's changing on the planet too. That's why you got so many sightings. They coming in and out this bitch. The energy is abundant. There's a lot of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. I had an article on it last night. Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is one of the main reasons why extraterrestrials want your planet. The magnetic field is one of the most valuable assets on your planet because it has an endless amount of free energy.
Mm-hmm.
The poles of the grids were spaced at different distances from the north geometric pole. And this arrangement set up a series of geometric harmonics, which were directly related to the speed of light, mass, and gravity. The interaction of the two grids created a harmonic, resonance. Is that it?
Resonance, yes.
Thank you. The interaction of the two grids created a harmonic resonance,
sound,
which in turn formed a third resultant grid. The theoretical position for the third grid poles on the southern hemisphere are as follows. Let's dance. Grid pole A equals latitude 72.4266 degrees, longitude 50 degrees west, 1054.4 minutes of arc from the north pole. Grid pole B equals latitude 78.4266 degrees, longitude 105 degrees west, 694.4 minutes of arc from the north pole resultant. Grid pole C equal latitude 75.6 degrees, longitude 97.5 degrees west, 864 minutes of arc from the North Pole. Reciprocal positions will give similar value for the Southern Hemisphere. A grid is an intelligent geometric pattern into which the Earth grid is also known as the crystalline Earth. Wow. The crystalline Earth. That's some deep shit. It is very ancient and has been utilized by a number of civilizations. The Earth and its energies are organized deep. The geometric pattern of the Earth grid is energetic in nature. The Earth's energy, organized into a precise web, was once and can be again the source of a free and inexhaustible supply of power, once powering older civilization of high technological achievement. Some say that the grid is an interactive spiritual workshop. How about that? For the purpose of the aligning of humans with planetary energies through the what? Megalithic temple. Let's take that shit back.
Should we have an electrical magnetic grid around us, as referred to as our aura? That is our electromagnetic grid that surrounds us, walking around every day.
Some say that the grid is an interactive spiritual workshop for the purposes of the aligning of humans with planetary energies through the megalithic temple. The Earth grid is seen as a living hologram of the organization of the solar system, intricately linked with the life and destiny of human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the significant features of the major grid intersections are Giza, the Great Pyramid, Tyumen oil field, USSR, Lake Baikal, USSR. Many unique plants and animals, Hudson Bay, present location of North Magnetic Pole, Northern British Isles, Mayhole, is that how you pronounce that? Ring of Brogdar, Callanish, Mohenjo-Daro-Rama Empire culture, Zane pyramids, which are the largest in the world, Southern Japan, Dragon's Triangle, Great Southern Japan, Dragon's Triangle, Great Seismic Activity, Hamakulia, nearby lies Hawaii, scene of high volcanic and earthquake activity, the sophisticated canal civilization of Cibola,
Bimini,
the site of huge, Bimini means the site of huge, man-made walls underwater, discovered in 1969 A.D., Megalith Axum, the Coptic Christian Center in Ethiopia, Bangkok and Angkor Wat, Sarawak, Borneo, what's his word, newbie? Pohnpeil Island, Micronesia, site of the megalithic city on Nan Madal, Lima, Peru, boundary of the
Nazca
plate, of the Nazca plate, Pisco, Gabon, West Africa, Zimbabwe with its ancient mines and structures, the Maralinga atomic test site, Easter Island and its megaliths, the coral castles built by Ed Leskalin. Location is shown as an Earth grid number 18. Wow. The West Lobe is what pulled Florida down and opened the Keys area up. I didn't know that. The West Lobe is what pulled Florida down and opened the Keys area up. The East Lobe is the Bermuda Triangle. The Bermuda Triangle of Florida, when active, is a powerful diamagnetic levitator. The center of the Earth is a special base controlled by benevolent beings called the Denakiel, whose original home is in Risk, which is located in the 19th galaxy called Ilyun. They settled throughout the continent of Africa and became known as what is called today the Dongola, or the Dongola tribe of northern Sudan, and spread as far down as northern Ethiopia or Ether Utopia. Malevolent beings or malevolent or negative beings are allowed to go in the cities. However, they live in the caverns. Thus are the three main races of the planet. The Flugeroids and the Deros are related to the Caucasians. The Taros are related to the Orientals. And the Dinakio and the Diwanis are related to the Nubian in the form of Watusi and Pygmy, who bred with the Dinakio and Diwanis, of which the great master Imhotep, who was a little person, a product of his ancestors mixing with the original Pygmy. While they went to the caverns beneath the waterfalls during the meteorite shower that took place 2,250,000 years ago, the end of the fourth sun cycle, when the Pygmies went and lived inside the great city Shambhala. These Pygmies, or dwarfs, were also called Azazin. The Ashanti tribe of Ghana, Africa, called them Mem-Oshe. Yeah, whatever. Oh, thank you, Moesha, Memoresha. While the Watusi went inside the caves of Europa, named after their female deity, the daughter of Jenner, there is a city within the inner earth called Rainbow City. Countless millions of years ago, humanoid greys called Rumardians, created by the Riskians and given their freedom, came to rule an empire of planets stretching over 100 galaxies. At some point in their conquest, the ancient humans encountered the race of reptilians, which was to become their deadly enemy, the snake people, in the ancient battle for 1,000 years, with the advantage passing first to one side, then to the other. However, it became clear that the snake people had won. They chased the humanoid race from planet to planet, scattering the remnants of the humanoid empire to a few lonely worlds. One of
them,
Mars, known as the Red Planet, was for hundreds of generations of the ancients a hospitable home. However, as time passed, the ancients realized Mars was dying. Its oxygen and water were slowly evaporating into space. The great ruler of Mars sent a fleet of spaceships to Earth to investigate its potential as a new home. The scouting party returned full of praise for the planet Earth, especially the subtropical Antarctic continent. So the great ruler told several thousand of his subjects they were to leave and prepare the way on the new world. They settled in Antarctica and built seven great cities there, modeled after the cities in Mars. Each had a distinctive color and were called the Green City or the Blue City or the Red City. The greatest of all was Rainbow City. It was called this because it was constructed entirely of plastic. That's where plastic came from, baby. They called this because it was constructed entirely of plastic and of all colors of the rainbow. The Rainbow City sat deserted for 1,000,000 years. It alone of the seven cities was free of ice, for a hot spring beneath the city kept it and surrounding valley at room temperature. Encircled by a wall of ice, then 1,000 feet high, Rainbow City has remained hidden from Antarctica explorers to this day. Since the technology of the ancients was infinitely superior to that of the surface dwellers, the city was found with all its incredible machinery running as well as it had when the city was built 2,500,000 years ago. Many people don't know it. However, plastic is a relatively new product to humans. Plastic was introduced to you no more than 50 years ago. It is one of the many things that was given to you extraterrestrial beings. There are beings that direct the crafts into the planet Earth, and they go to the center of the Earth. There is a 15-mile-long computer in the center of the Earth that has been reactivated. Is it re or D?
Reactivated.
That has been reactivated in 1904 A.D. Okay, there is a 15-mile-long computer in the center of the Earth that has been reactivated in 1904 A.D. This is why there is a hum in the earth.
Oh, that's a hum.
There is a mountain called Shasta
Mount
that
Shasta?
Leads to one of the caverns in the inner earth. The mountain was named after a California tribe of a Native Americans called the Shasta. The computer sends out signal to crafts coming in so that they may come into the earth without being detected. The crafts who don't pay attention to the signal usually get shot right out of the sky by humans. There are entrances all over this planet Earth. Many are found in caves, well hidden, and exist in as many places on the Earth as there are on the Earth. In order to enter these caverns, you must know where the entrances are, like the polar regions. These entrances will lead you to a whole different tropical environment in such places as Peru, Brazil, Guatemala, as well as Arizona, the North and South Poles, Africa, Germany, Egypt, Himalayas, Montana. So what is hell to one is paradise to another. Shambhala and Agartha is much as a reality as Egypt and Greece. The beings that inhabit Agartha are responsible for the climatic changes that are affecting the planet Earth and the inhibitors of it. As the planet Earth, known as Gaia, is beginning to defend herself against the destructive surface people, such things as natural or nature's germ warfare will take place. Viruses will plague the Earth, massive earthquakes and landslides and floods. All these are signs of the times. It is imperative for the wise to return to nature and natural way of life, respecting the system of things. Then and only then will the gates of the heavens and or the gates of Shambhala be open for your reentry and acceptance into the great ancient family of the deities. This is how it was recorded, and this is how it will be. The end. There it is.
Yeah.
That's perfect. We got 9 minutes remaining before or we end the show, before we're going to overtime or end the show. Any questions? Anybody want to fucking build or what? Because I'm fucking tired now.
Okay.
Arguing over this brain shit drain my energy.
Two got a question about the water from
got.
Mars.
We can go back. We can go forward. It's all depending on y'all, how y'all want to do it.
That's verse 226. So that's where that hum comes from, the computer.
Mm-hmm.
What verse are you at, newbie?
226.
Mm-hmm.
So that hum that we hear, that's where the hum comes from, the computer.
Yes. That was it. I hear that shit, yo.
Mm-hmm.
I've been hearing that shit since I was little, though.
Me too.
I heard that shit today.
I hear it now.
I woke up, my left ear was ringing. That's interesting too, because they do a lot of the retreats up there at Shasta, so that's an opening. I wonder, do they get that same humming coming out of Mount Shasta? Do they hear that same humming? And that's why they do those so-called meditations up there. Interesting. But all them Hindus go up there, though, so that must be they people. They the ones who have retreats up there.
Mm-hmm.
Him and the white folks.
Okay. That's what's up, him and the white folks. Well, anybody want to make a comment? Because I'm going to end the show, you feel me? If, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel like, goddamn, I'm holding this bitch up for another hour.
Right. Dude had a question.
What's your question, dude? Get your fucking ass down. What's your question, dude? Come on, nigga. The water from Mars, what about it? Why don't you just, like, you know, like, call in? You know what I'm saying? This is bullshit. This is real slow motion right here. And I'm hungry as fuck, and I threw my hot dog away. Hurry up, dude. We got 5 minutes, nigga. I'm telling you, I'm not going in overtime. I'm fucking tired. My nerves bad. What about the water from Mars? Thank you, Warrior. I got a paper towel right here. Maybe that's going to help. for you. Just tell me an orange. I'm on Advil now.
Advil? Well,
yeah, man, I feel terrible. Or he gave me that nasty white people disease. She was fucking with the white people at the damn school. She ended up getting sick, man, and they ain't going to drink after me. I told her, bitch, don't be drinking after me. You got that shit from the white folks.
You got that dog? That dog?
Yeah, man. Cold. Yeah, man, I got that dog, man. They motherfucking worried about that dog to me.
Yeah. It was raining, too? Oh,
yes,
dog.
Honey. And I had
terrible
to get out
dog.
Of the car. I had to walk in the rain so many fucking times, y'all. Mm. It's some bullshit. You know I dress like I live in California, so you know that's
I know,
me.
Right. With two tops and shit.
I'm the only dumbass out there.
Right.
Look like I should be on the beach with umbrellas
and
shit.
In the downpour and shit.
Nah,
yeah, I don't know how to dress for the weather.
According to the weather,
about
right.
That. I don't know how to dress for rain. I don't know how to dress for snow.
No, we not built. That ain't,
that.
Yeah, that, we tropical people. That ain't, I don't know nothing about that either. I mean, I do, but I don't.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I do, but I don't.
Yeah.
My wardrobe
do.
Don't reflect that.
Yeah, exactly, but I don't either. I don't know shit about
right.
That shit.
Mm-hmm. They got parkas and shit.
Boom. Don, you hear?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4, when it says the original cloned after Adam were able to live for hundreds of years, are they talking about the Adam of the Adama Project on Mars?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because we're all clones. That's what motherfuckers going to get.
Well, it says the original cloned. You know what I'm saying? I can't
after Adam, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm thinking it's that Adam because there were several Adams, so it has to be the Adam for the Adama Project
mm-hmm.
that was on Mars.
Well, Adam, that's a God Adam was 49,000 years ago. So we're talking about another type that lives.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say again? Some millions of years ago, right?
Yep.
What verse you at, baby?
Verse 4.
What page?
1525.
Please tell me, boo.
Says the original cloned after Adam were able to live for hundreds of years.
They discovered the secret of living.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is he saying here? Is he saying that the Adamites, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that he's saying the Adam of the Adam from the Adama Project on
me
Mars,
too.
Right? It has to be.
Well, yeah, I was thinking that
Adam
too.
Recent.
But he said after Adam.
Right.
So after Adam would have been like around 50,000 years ago. Am I right?
I was thinking probably it would have been longer than that, yeah, but it's at least that long ago.
They were able to live for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
They discovered the secret of living.
Death, right.
That's some deep shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Yep. Yeah, 1 minute, Don. That's it.
I'm about to get my ass up out of here, man. I'm about to lay my ass back down. I specifically got out of bed, got in the car, came to the damn show, did a goddamn show for you motherfuckers.
Well, thank you so much.
So I'll take my ass, get my ass back in the car and get my ass back in the goddamn bed.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
I ain't getting no bed, but
I gotta find me a hamburger. I eat when I'm sick.
Gotta find me a way to stay up. I'm going on 40 right now.
40th hour.
Jael, you want to play spades with me, baby? All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. God bless you and heaven shine upon y'all. Man of the Hours tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Make sure y'all tune into that. See y'all on Monday. God bless you. Heaven shine upon you. Peace.
Adu.
Hotel.
When I think of all the things I used to do, how mama used to clean somebody else's house just to buy me a new perfume. I never understood how mama made it through the week when she never ever got a good night's sleep. Oh, she's one of a kind. You've got yours and I've got mine. Something that you can't describe. It's the kind of love that stays with you until the day you die. She taught me little things like saying hello and thank you please while scrubbing the